We've talked a lot about heroes over the course of the last, well, almost year now, and he is a hero of a different sort to many of us in Sonoma County, and his name is Kevin Jorgensen. No doubt you've heard of him. He is an expert climber, and glad to welcome Kevin back to the show this morning. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, how are you?
Kind of a big day for you today.
Indeed.
Many big days, I suppose. Of course, Kevin and his partner, Tommy, climbed the Dawn Wall, which was an amazing feat, never done before, and we all sort of watched in wonder as that was all unfolding. And now the documentary, the Dawn Wall movie, is being released locally tonight at Summerfield Cinemas at 7 o'clock. How much a part of the documentary making were you?
Actually, it's tomorrow night, Wednesday.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
Yeah, I just want to make sure So, I mean, really, we had no creative part in the making of the movie.
That's
really
often
trusted
true.
These guys to make a great movie. So really, they were just flies on the wall while they were up there, letting the action
really?
And the story and the experience unfold.
And what an experience it was. I mean, I don't know how many speaking engagements you've had since you accomplished that amazing climb. Probably in the hundreds, I would think, since then.
Probably.
Yeah. And has that been all over the country, all over the world?
Yeah, you know, a fascinating thing happened right when we finished. It's that people wanted to hear the firsthand account of the story. But the problem was, Tommy and I were not trained public speakers. So learning how to recount this story to a non-climbing audience
yeah.
was probably harder than climbing the Dawn Wall itself.
That's on-the-job training for you, isn't it?
It sure was.
Yeah. But you're probably a lot better at it now than you were originally. You sound perfectly fine, and you did last time you were in the studio, too. And we've seen the trailer for The Dawn Wall, and it's riveting as we would expect it to be. Do you, having watched it, do you feel like it captures the story as you remember the story?
It really does. You know, the first time I sat down and watched the film was at the South by Southwest Festival, and it included scenes and conversations that I had totally forgotten about. So it really brought me back to the experience, and my fingers were sweating when I was watching the footage, and, you know, it was just brought back a lot of those memories and emotions.
Absolutely, and people will be able to see it beginning tomorrow night, Wednesday night, 7 p.m. at Summerfield Cinemas. It seems like a perfect place to watch it. I'll bet you're going to be there tomorrow night.
Yeah, I will be there. And actually, our 7 p.m. screening sold out in 2 days.
Wow.
So something that's cool that happened yesterday, actually, is that we booked a second screening at 7:45 tomorrow night.
7:45.
So those tickets are on sale right now on the Summerfield website. So those two are going to go fast. There's only 150 of them. So,
and how long of a run will it have at Summerfield?
So that's the thing. This is a one-night-only nationwide premiere.
Okay.
So tonight is your night.
All right.
Or sorry,
tomorrow night.
Is the night.
Right. Wow. Okay. That is important. And those rules and regulations, as we learned with a film called Urban Inferno, are largely because of regulations that film festivals have in terms of what you do with that movie, right?
Yeah, it'll come out on streaming later in the year.
Yeah.
But as far as the theatrical run goes, the Wednesday night is your chance.
And what a built-in movie you ought to see on the big screen.
Sorry?
This is the kind of movie you really should see on the big screen. There's no question about that. The, you know, the scope of the whole thing and the scale of it, literally.
There are moments where if you're afraid of heights, you might want to close your eyes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the kind of realistic sense we like to get and we always ask you for when we have the opportunity to talk to you. Since then, I mean, I know what other projects you're involved in, and we'll talk about those. But what's the next climb scheduled for you, Kevin?
So life starts to calm down a little bit in October, and I'll be spending that month in Yosemite. And I've got a couple projects up my sleeve that I'm excited to go explore and try to finish, also in the big wall free climbing realm, but nothing is insane as the Dawn Wall. That's really a once in a lifetime or once in a generation type of project.
Yeah, it's a tough act to follow, that's for sure. And what's the status of sessions? Because we talked about that when you were here last, a big project for you, and tell us about that and where does it stand?
Absolutely. So we're just in the final design phases and getting ready to submit for all of our our building permits and stuff like that. So we hope to break ground sometime in the early spring and open later next year.
And remind people of what it is that we're talking about.
Yeah, so we're talking about a really special world-class indoor climbing, fitness, and community hub. You know, we're building this thing from the ground up. So there's nothing like this between L.A. and Lake Tahoe. So we're going to have one right here in Sonoma County, every square inch of it designed from the ground up. So we're really excited to bring a totally custom climbing experience. You know, our hometown. I've been climbing since I was 11. I've visited hundreds of climbing gyms around the world. So I'm kind of taking a little bit of the flavors from each that I really like and together with my partners, you know, creating something unique.
Well, unique it will be. There isn't anything like it, is there?
No, there's nothing. I mean, you couldn't even go to San Francisco and find something like this.
Yeah.
They all occupy existing buildings. They don't have any air conditioning. I mean, this is going to be truly world class.
And when you're traveling around, as you have been so thoroughly over the course of the last year, Kevin, do you find that kids are coming up to you and saying, how do I do that? I want to start doing that. Give me some advice.
Already doing it. Yeah, exactly. I mean, kids are such natural climbers. I think if we could all look back to our childhood, we'd remember a time where we were scrambling up trees or fences ladders or cupboards, getting to the cookie jar. It's a really intuitive thing to do. So if the kids that I meet in my travels, if they're not already climbers, it's already something that's natural and innate in them.
Yeah, that lays the groundwork for sure for that kind of an effort as they grow older and older. And with sessions, I guess you're going to be able to provide them the place to exhibit that kind of interest and roll through with it. Okay, so tonight it is the premiere of The Dawn Wall. That is the movie. Tomorrow night. Sorry about that. Tomorrow night, Wednesday. Kevin Jorgensen, Santa Rosa climber, is obviously featured in it. He and his partner Tommy climbed that wall, and the documentary released tomorrow night at Summerfield Cinemas. The 7 o'clock show is sold out, and the 7:45 show must be a short documentary, huh?
No, they're going to run simultaneously. They're feature length, about an hour and a half each.
Okay, so simultaneously,
I'll
very
to,
good.
Yep, and I'll be there to introduce and do a Q&A for both films.
Oh, that'll be fantastic. Really nice. So there's a show at 7, sold out. There's a show at 7:45, not sold out yet, but probably will be at Summerfield Cinemas for tomorrow night. So if you want tickets, you should either go there or get online and ask for tickets for that 7:45 showing. Kevin, good luck to you. A lot of projects still in the air for you.
Indeed.
All right, glad to have you here. That is Kevin Jorgensen. He was made very famous around the world for the climb that he did on the Dawn Wall. What a dramatic backdrop and landscape. Perfect for a movie and really one you should see on the big screen. Again, the open possibility for you tomorrow night is at 7:45 at Summerfield Cinemas.